Hi, Gopal.
Hi, Lila.
Hi, I'm happy to be here with you right now, and I appreciate the opportunity to ask some questions about Ana sharing.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll start with this. Often in search for healing and relief from suffering, people turn to spirituality. And often modalities within the spiritual community, they teach focusing on love and taking our attention away from negative emotions. So for many people, in addition to parents not being supportive of expressions of anger or hatred, then we have spiritual communities that encourage people to focus only on the positive. So then these people come to Ana sharing, and they have no problem of being aware of maybe expressing gratitude and feeling safe in the group, things like that. But then it takes them a long time to allow themselves to become aware of anger and expressing it. And so there's quite a bit of resistance on that end. Is there anything that could be done about it other than just continuing to share it, or when they're aware? And sometimes people are not aware of this at all. So can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, it's of course difficult because what you're talking about is are the shadows, the unconscious parts of us. We don't want to see ourselves and even less want to show others. So it's the most hidden thing in this world, I would say. We hide this from each other and think by trying to hide this and bypass it in one way or the other, we can deal with life, or we can solve our problems, or even be in a relationship. It's not about acting in a special way, or behaving in a special way, or thinking in a special way, or having certain attitudes about love or God or relationship or spirituality. This is all a mind-orientated way of living. And because it's mind-based, or mind-based, it ignores the actual deeper layers and suppressed parts of us, which contain and hold the actual life force and life energy. And because the life energy is bound or is suppressed in that way, we don't really live. Yeah, we are dead bodies in a way, trying to do something with our mind or with our behavior. But what about the actual experiencing of ourselves, of the life flow of the energy that is missing? And it is missing because with that energy, all the childhood trauma is attached or is associated. It's by accessing the deeper energy of ourselves, we access the childhood trauma, and no one wants that. So the idea of spirituality, of love, of positive thinking, and all these things may help on a superficial or on the surface, on a superficial level, or on the surface, a little bit. But it acts like a poison, because it gives us the illusion that by behaving nicely or by doing love, yeah, or doing good things or thinking positive and these things, that we will that this would solve something or will bring us fulfillment. And this is not the case. It will never work like that, because the dark parts of us suppressed, they will express themselves in an indirect and destructive way. We cannot really hide or suppress it. We can try to force it away, but they these parts will always interact. They are not clearly visible then, but they will be felt, or they have an impact on the relationship and on ourselves. For example, if I suppress all the anger and pretend that I don't hate my partner, which is ridiculous anyway, but most couples hate each other. But if I try to do that, then, for example, there are many possibilities, but one possibility that is that I have accidents in the household. Suddenly something gets broken. I drop a glass, or I have accidents or hurt myself one way, or I go into substance consuming, yeah, like alcohol or whatever. This energy is expressing itself anyway, either in the direct way or in an indirect and destructive way. So, but your question is how to explain that to people, that this way is not working, or to motivate them. This is the big, these are the big questions. If I'm honest, I can only say my experience is that people will only listen to that if their suffering is so much that they have no chance to run away anymore. If the suffering is so much that they are crying and everything breaks down and they ask for help, then they listen. Otherwise, they don't want to listen. I mean, we would destroy their dream. Yeah. Everything is nice. I'm loving. We love each other. I love you. I have positive thinking, and soon we'll get enlightenment and blah, 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 and dream and dream. And, you know, we would destroy that. And so we have to wait. I think there's no way to reach these people. If there's not much suffering, if there's not really deep suffering, there's no chance to reach these people.
So it's almost like an alcoholic that reaches rock bottom, or a drug user has nowhere else to go. Yeah. The same goes for the emotional suffering.
Yeah. And also, sometimes it's the surrounding that suffers. For example, if someone thinks, no, I have no problem, I'm feeling well, but my wife is suicidal, or is always leaving me and divorce, but I don't know, I don't understand that. So wherever the problems, the suffering arises, and people say, no, I tried to love, I tried positive thinking, I tried everything to be the nice person or the successful person. Success is another idea, yeah, like that, where success as a substitute for relationship. So all this has to break down, and then there's an opening, and this is the possibility for the therapist.
Yeah, I like that you said that the energy expresses itself anyway. And people see that in their lives all the time. Like, they think they're all love, and
the shadows are always there. They think they are all love and they behave lovingly and there can't be a problem, but they see, for example, their body's getting ill, their children take drugs, there's a divorce, there's financial problems, depression, accidents, all kinds of stuff. This is where this energy manifests in an indirect way. And sometimes it's really hard, almost impossible, for people to see the connection to their trauma or suppressed emotions. For example, if someone, there are typical illnesses. For example, it's, I don't know the English word, in Germany it's called neurodermitis, is a typical example. I don't know the name in English. It's a skin disease with
itching. Like psoriasis or eczema, maybe.
Like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So just as an example, there normally people have no idea why this should have any connection to emotions or to my childhood or even very early childhood trauma. So they go to a doctor and try this medicine, and then nothing helps really. And as soon as they have expressed or have access to their aggression, suddenly something may change in the body also. Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah. So this could be one of the reasons people have a hard time sitting still during Anusharing. They move around, and even everyday life, not just Anusharing, everyday life, there are some people who just, they're very jittery. And in Anusharing, sometimes they'll speak, but they will think they're not moving their body, but they'll move, they'll express themselves with movement as well as verbally.
Yes, usually there's a lot of stress in the bodies and it wants to express itself. And what is stress? Stress is actually moving energy. The body wants to move. Yeah, this under stress and danger, the body wants to move, either fight or flight. And in childhood, it had to be suppressed. And now where to go with the stress? And these are the shadows on the physical level. Yeah, so people may freeze or constantly moving or all kinds of symptoms, or coughing all the time, another possibility.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I feel hate, they have to cough all the time and destroy the whole group.
So bringing it back to what someone may want to do when they're doing Anusharing, if they are aware that they are the kind of person that either feels a lot of love all the time, you know, the people who really genuinely feel it, like that's how they feel, but they still come to Anusharing because they're drawn to it, and that feels really good as well because there's the connection there and the co-regulation. So for them, should they be consciously thinking about and proactively asking themselves, is there anything else there? Is there anything else there? Or do they not proactively do anything about it and just allow Anusharing to self-correct over time?
Yeah, you can't proactively live. It's impossible. Consciousness is always here. And the only way is to look what's there now. And if these kind of people who suppress their dark parts and express their loving, positive part, and if they do that constantly and with awareness, they more and more realize that something else is there. Yeah, and then I wouldn't prepare for Anusharing. This is what they can do is do therapy. That would be another a better way. Yeah, if someone realizes there's something I don't know, but I want to access it and want to resolve it, then it's better to really do therapy. But what you say is a mixture, and I wouldn't do that. So I would, honest sharing is a very simple and easy process. I sit there in a group and share in a certain way what's there. There's nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do or prepare or, yeah, it's just sharing what's there.
Sounds easy enough.
It's absolutely easy.
Okay. Well, super. I'm feeling complete on this question for now. Maybe after I watch the video a couple more times, I'll have more questions, but this is great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So we'll see you soon.